Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Drive Time, Mr. Smooth himself, Mr. Alexander O'Neill. Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
I am absolutely wonderful, and I'm so happy that I'm talking to you on the radio.
It's great to be heard from.
And you're keeping well in all this silliness?
Yeah, I'm keeping well. You know, we are hailing in sunny Manchester at the moment, and everything is going like it's going for everybody else. You know, we just all in this together, and we just got to keep our heads up and keep going forward, you know?
Yeah. I know. And I spoke to a friend yesterday in Manchester on the radio. She's got a band called The Classics. Her name's Kaz Stevens. And she's a lovely girl, Caroline, her real name is. And they're a bunch of musicians that have got together, session musicians, and they've done a cover of the Delphonic song.
Oh, wow.
And it's absolutely brilliant. She's got a really, really good voice. If I can get you a copy of this tune, I will. I'll send it over to you.
That'd be great. You know, I mean, it's one thing about, you know, I love being in Manchester and around the music scene in Manchester because, you know, there's so many great artists that have come out of Manchester, and I work with a bunch of great guys up in Manchester. So yeah, it's a great place. We love it.
Well, she's actually an Essex girl, but they've moved up to Manchester.
Okay. She said that's acceptable too.
Because the music scene is so good. Oh, the song is When You Get Right Down to It. When You Get Right Down to It.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember. What a tune. Oh, by the way, Silky sends his love.
Okay.
I spoke to him yesterday. I said, I'm speaking to Alex. He said, I'll send him my love, won't you? And I did so.
There
you
go. Yeah, I'll send him my best.
I will do. So now, you are doing a gig on Saturday.
Yes.
It's so nice of you to do a gig for my birthday. I really appreciate this. Although my birthday's next week on the 4th, it's really great for you to do this. And no, I'm joking. The reason you are doing it is to raise money for in support of Homeless Worldwide. Is that right?
Yes. I had the opportunity the beginning of last year to get involved with a charity called Homeless Worldwide, and I've been doing different work with them. As a matter of fact, we did a video with Peter Andre and all these people, you know, and it became something, a passion of mine, you know, when the founder of this Homeless Worldwide, her name is Jenny, asked me to be a part of it, and I just got into it, and I've been doing it ever since. You know, I go out and, but not only do I do just the fundraising and the stuff like that, you know, I go out and I do my part on the streets as well. You know, I'm always giving to the homeless, even though sometimes I don't know when it's real and when it's not, you know.
You've just got to take that risk.
Anyway, because I never know.
You've just got to take that risk, haven't you, Alex? You've got to go, well, you look like you're homeless. You're on the street. I'll tell you what I'll do. Sometimes I don't give them money. I give them food.
Yeah.
Because, go on.
Well, you know, and sometimes I have to ask them, you know, and I say, just be honest with me, you know, are you really homeless, or are you just, you know, doing it just, you know, because, I mean, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover, you know, and sometimes I see guys with brand new trainers on and stuff like that. It makes me wonder, you know, are you, you know, it wouldn't be my definition of homeless, but you know what, man, I just never know. So I just, because it's a passion of mine, I just do my part and do my bit and get on with it. You know, it's a part of my everyday prayer.
Well, you've got a good heart, Alex. You always have had, my friend. And it's great that you are supporting this cause. I like to support this Homeless Worldwide for Jenny where I can. We played the single on this station when it first came out. It went out on our A-list. And I remember seeing the video and you in the video with Peter Andre and Silky. He was in there somewhere.
Yeah, he was somewhere.
He gets everywhere, doesn't he? Bless him. Now, this concert is Saturday night. It's 10 o'clock UK time.
Yes.
And it's going out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in America.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's my first time I've ever done a streaming concert, you know, and you know, it's something different for me, but I'm looking forward to it because I've really, since we have this, put up this new Facebook site, Official Alexander O'Neill, and that's where you can go and see this at, Official Alexander O'Neill.
Yeah.
And at YouTube and at Twitch as well. So, you know, it's my first time, first experience with this. I'm just looking forward to doing it because there's quite a few, I guess, artists are, you know, in this day of this pandemic, you know, you got to do something to keep yourself going, you know, and this was a worthwhile call for me to get involved and a chance to see if I could sing those songs that I did 30 some years ago. So it's going to be really fun, and I'm just hoping that everybody tune in and hit that red button and donate to for homeless worldwide, you know, because it's really important that we take care of each other.
Oh, yeah. In this time, we all need to take care of each other. That's the main thing. I've been doing, similar to what you're doing, I've been setting up my PA in the front garden of my house. And live Facebook Live in it. So my friends around England, around the world can see it. And I'm playing and singing to the neighbours.
Yeah.
So,
but, you know, it's a great thing. You know what I mean? You know, it's like... you know, well, we can bring a little sunlight, man, you know, and that's what has to happen, you know. I mean,
people
are out here, and everybody's trying to make this adjustment. So, you know, I just wish everybody well, and I just hope everybody tunes in Saturday night, 10 o'clock, Official Alexander O'Neill. And, you know, and let's try to help some support some of the homeless people that are out on the street.
Oh, that's good. Now, don't forget to tell them to turn your reverb up in your headphones so you can hear the reverb. I know you like a bit of reverb. I love a bit of reverb.
Oh, of course.
Oh, you've got to have a bit of reverb on that voice. It makes it sound even sweeter.
Oh, so you know me. You know me, and you know what I like. So you're going to have to turn it up a little bit.
Oh, we did a wedding, and Andrew Trigg's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Many years ago, and I was running the PA, and I had the monitors in front of you. And the first thing you said before you come on stage was, make sure I've got enough reverb in the monitors. I'll never forget that.
Well, you know, it's so amazing because, you know, a lot of people would know what that is. But, you know, some singers prefer to sing with, you know, certain things. Some singers hate reverb. Some singers wouldn't have it at all. They just like that dry, natural feeling. Myself, it gives me a little more confidence because it gives me that studio feeling, you know.
Exactly.
And I feel like I'm in the studio when I'm recording. So I love that sound. And if I could have that sound every time out, I'd be a happy man, you know. So it's all good.
I know exactly what you mean. I've been on holiday, and I've actually seen the complete opposite, where singers drown their voice in reverb, and it sounds awful.
Well, you know, I don't like the Echo Canyon, you know.
No, that's exactly what it sounds like.
You know, I just like just a little bit, so I could just grab a little confidence. But some people, different strokes for different folks, I guess, if that's what they like, that's what they like.
Yeah, I know. But you're still, when we're back in the real world, you're still pulling them in. People are still coming in droves to see you because your voice is amazing. I've got to tell you, it's got better with age, and you can still belt those tunes out. So don't worry about after 27 years, will I still remember? You will. You're going to do this on Saturday, and you're going
to
be
I'm looking forward to it, man. It's really good. And, you know, it's a chance that I get a chance to, my fans, hopefully we will interact, and they get a chance to see a bit of a different side of Alexander O'Neill, you know.
Yeah.
And it's one thing about, I've never done one of these type shows, which it appears that, you know, you're close and personal. And when you're like that, you know, you might just, you know what, I don't really have a problem with anything because all I have to do is just be myself.
That's it. That is it. That's all you got to do. When I did this, first time I did it about 3 weeks ago, I did it in the back garden, just me, my girlfriend, and the dog. And that was it. And it's really weird just singing to a washing line full of washing. Because that's what I was facing.
Washing line. Well, you know what? I've often tell people, singing is what I do for a job. So if you hire me, and if it's in your back garden or on your front step or anywhere,
yeah,
job is a job. You know, it's what I do for a living. I don't differentiate. I'm not going to play there. I'll play in your backyard.
Exactly. And then the neighbors cheered, and then that sort of lifted me up a little bit, and I carried on.
It's all good.
So let's have a look. People can tune in at www.twitch.tv official Alexander O'Neill, and Neil is spelled N-E-A-L, in case people get that wrong. Or you've got on Facebook official Alexander O'Neill. That's the page, if I'm not mistaken. And on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
And on Twitter as well, you've got hashtag Alexander O'Neill. So this is where people can see you on Saturday. Is it going to cost money, or they've just got to make a donation?
They're going to make donation. We do things. We've afforded for all of the costs to do this, and if they just donate to the cause, then we will be great. It will be greatly appreciated.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, listen, have a great one. On Saturday. I will put it on my alarm so it goes, watch Alexander O'Neill, and my name will pop up, and
okay.
I'll say hi. Now, here's the question everyone's going to ask, and everyone's going to want to know this. Being that it's the 30th of May, and it's a Saturday, are you going to sing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
I don't know. Saturday? We have a night on the devote that we're going to try to do something so we can at least let them hear that song. So yeah. It's in the plans. I don't whether I'm singing it or not. I don't know how we're going to get there, but we'll get there.
Oh wow. Well, listen, have a great one. I'm really, really looking forward to this and hearing your dulcet tones again.
Thank you so much, Ian, and it's such a great pleasure talking to you again.
All right, it's a pleasure talking to you, and when all this is over, I'm sure we'll get together and raise a glass.
I'd love to.
Thank you, Alexander O'Neill. You take care. God bless.
God bless.